K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Get it done.
Well, Benny, here we are, podcast 93. And to celebrate, I thought I might do this.
Oh, crack a coldie.
Ah, coldie of what, though?
Don't share the secrets on air.
What are we drinking?
We'll never tell.
What time is it? Who knows?
It's 12 o'clock somewhere.
Isn't it 5 o'clock somewhere?
No, they definitely say 12.
No, you definitely say 5.
Well, I'm drinking far too early.
Well, drinking what, though? What are we drinking?
Hey, that's a nice can of soda water.
And you've got a lovely can of Passiona.
Passiona. Oh, geez, sorry. I haven't heard Passiona for a while.
That is beautiful.
What are we doing here?
No, we're doing the podcast.
Of course we are.
We're doing our bits. I don't know how this has made it into the podcast, but for whatever reason it has.
It's a sign of things to come on this show.
Wow.
If that's what we're starting with.
Hopefully it gets a little bit better. If you want free transport, one bloke overseas has shown us how he tried to get free transport, then got pinned, and what he did at the end was just classic.
Unbelievable. Just typical.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's typical. I've never seen it done before.
Okay.
He got into places where most grown men shouldn't.
Also on the show, Andy, we'll recap some of the reality TV show's finer moments in a little game I've put together for you.
Sounds good. Enjoy the podcast.
Enjoy.
Mate, we love public transport. We love getting around people on it. We use it. We were chatting earlier about a mate who caught the V-line up to Melbourne to the footy. Yesterday? Was it yesterday
yes.
He caught it up?
He actually panicked because he forgot you have to wear a mask.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, like I don't know if you have to wear them, but you just could have it with you. I don't know which one it is, but he didn't have one. So he had to, like, panic station.
It's, what did he do?
Herbie had one.
Oh, good. It's annoying when you're running late for public transport and you realise your Mikey card's not topped up.
Oh,
you're frantically trying
panic,
to load,
smash
your,
money.
Load
yeah.
your card up. Now, yep. I don't know what the system they use in the Ukraine is, but a cheeky passenger was on board a bus over there when a ticket inspector was walking through.
Yeah.
Now, he obviously hadn't paid for a ticket and he panicked. So what did he do? He opened the window on the bus.
Jumped.
Bus wasn't moving. But you know the bus windows? They're those rectangle ones.
Yeah, they're tiny.
And they can open from either end.
But they're small, yeah.
They're very small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have a look at the video. He has managed to weasel his way through the window and then flick the old one-finger salute.
Oh, my God.
At the inspector.
And how has he not got stuck?
The whole thing was caught on camera. Also, he didn't get a ticket. On the bar.
What I love about it is that it's not good enough for him to get away with it. He's actually flicked him the bird. Like, you're not getting my money, you dog.
But he's done the wrong thing.
Oh,
he hasn't 100%. Bought a ticket. Wouldn't it just be easy to try and make up a lie rather than try to squeeze through the smallest window? And
why does he have to
he's a full-grown man.
Why does he have to flick him off? Like, what's the point of it? Like, got ya.
The idea of flicking off is, I win this. You didn't get my money. I love it.
Hey, the public transport, they're just doing their job.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Like, you've gotten away with it. Yeah, you don't have to go the extra step. Leave them alone. It's already hard enough. They're doing a great job.
If you're getting through a window, you flick them the bird.
I can't believe he got through the window.
It's great. You wouldn't get through
not
the window.
Not encouraging that behaviour at all.
No.
Pay for your tickets.
Absolutely.
Don't fare a fate. So when you get on a flight, you know, and I've said this many a time on this show, I'm not a flyer. I'm like not a good flyer.
Mm.
I'm a nervous flyer. You love flying with me because you get all my snacks. I rarely look up.
Yeah.
And I get drunk, I'll be honest. It's great responsibility, but that's
the noise-canceling headphones are on.
No, yep.
And you are probably, a couple of beers deep before we even get on the plane.
Yeah. I actually couldn't tell you what the inside of a plane looks like. Never seen one.
I used to fly twice a week before COVID hit.
Yuck.
And it got to the point where I was like, I want turbulence just to spice this up a bit. Because I would just get bored. I'd watch a movie, take the laptop. But I was like, give me something.
That's funny for me because turbulence makes me feel safer.
Yeah.
Because it feels like something's happening. Whereas when it's a smooth ride, I'm thinking to myself,
what's going on?
Why? Like, why is nothing happening?
No one speaks. Yeah. Airplanes are always so quiet. I'm like, this is so weird.
Mm. I miss flying.
One thing that gets me, and when I saw this, really resonated with me. You know when you walk on the plane and the stewards and the stewardesses are like greeting you and like smiling, hey, where's your ticket?
They look
like,
at your ticket.
Where are you going? I always thought the reason for doing that is for them to make us feel at ease. Like,
well,
there's smiling faces, they're warm, they're greeting you, they're like, hey, thanks for coming along. Like, it's a pleasant experience.
And they always have a crack with your name, like, oh, welcome, Mr. Sunderland. You're, you know, down there on the left-hand side where your seat is. They help you find your seat as well. Yeah.
A US Air hostess has revealed what they're actually doing and why they're, I guess, greeting you and then also walking up and down the aisles before the flight. Like, I know they're checking bags and obviously they've got their procedures to go through, but a big part of what they're actually doing is trying to find their ABPs, is what they call them.
ABPs. No idea.
The able-bodied people that are capable of helping if there is a crisis on the flight.
No!
So they said an easy hit is that,
Hang on, so that's when they're greeting everyone, they're sizing you up.
They're sizing you up. They're having a look going whether, that person.
In case of an emergency, you will be right.
They said, obviously, the free hits for them is that, like, military personnel, police officers, doctors, all that sort of stuff, they kind of get invited to board early.
Yep.
So that they, it obviously is their preferential treatment, but for them, it's like, okay, these are the people that could potentially help us. And then when everyone else comes on the flight, they're looking you up and down going, if something was to happen, could they call upon you?
So what are they looking for an average punter? Are they looking for tall people, strong people, healthy people?
Yeah, they're probably looking for, probably fit, active people that in certain situations could help. Like if there was a disruptive passenger, they're probably looking for someone that is a bit fit and strong.
Yep.
Whereas if it's like maybe helping with people getting off the, the emergency exits, maybe they're just looking for someone that's able to help people down.
So when you're walking onto a plane and you're half a dozen beers deep,
they're not asking for me.
You're
not asking for me. Mr. Sunderland, is it? Do you know what's funny is that I'm going to say a story that is ridiculous. But then I think to myself, that's what we did, kind of. MasterChef, been watching that lately. And one of the contestants, Pete Campbell.
I can't get into MasterChef, sorry. No, I've tried it.
Yeah, I got into one.
Was it the one with Gordon Ramsay in the first week?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
That's what got me involved. But the show goes for about 3.5 months. Before you know it, it's Christmas, and you're like, this started in January.
But obviously MasterChef isn't like your knockabouts having a bit of a go.
No.
MasterChef are the people that actually can seriously cook.
Yeah.
And Pete had a bit of a mishap in the kitchen where he was trying to push himself to impress celebrity guest Heston Blumenthal.
Ooh.
And he set fire to something in the microwave. Now, you think, being a contestant on MasterChef,
yeah,
you wouldn't burn something in a microwave.
You wouldn't think so.
So what I thought, when I say, I'm saying that in jest, because you and I went on a construction show and we had no idea how to do anything.
No. What do you call this, guys? That's a hammer.
That's your hand.
Yeah.
And you should take it off that thing you're holding.
Yeah.
But what I thought we could do is a bit of a game here. I'm going to tell you some things that happened on reality TV and all you need to do is tell me if that actually happened or not.
Sounds good.
Wonderful.
I love reality TV.
Yeah.
Really getting heavily involved in Big Brother at the moment.
Yeah.
Daniel Hayes.
Yeah.
Hayes?
Yeah.
He's from Geelong.
Love him.
Love him on Big Brother. And Nick.
Those two.
If they're evicted from Big Brother, I reckon I'd almost stop watching.
Wonderful.
They're keeping the show together.
Well, don't say that just yet.
Like, they are.
You know, we still like the show. All right, first one. Speaking of Big Brother, there was a father and son team that entered the Big Brother house in 2002.
I think you mean mother-daughter. I'm going to say you're false.
Correct.
Yes.
Well done.
And that was when the Zoo magazine thing was a really big deal. So when they were evicted, they would go and get a photo shoot with Zoo.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, I do. Yeah, I do.
Why do you remember that?
What
so
about
well?
When, do you remember on The Bachelor, when the winner said, oh, I love you to this person and proposed to them, to only dump them 24 hours later. Do you remember that?
It sounds like something... oh, what was his name? It's true.
It is true.
Was it to Alex Nation?
Blake Garvey.
Oh, Blake with the voice.
With Sam Frost.
His voice was like...
Sam Frost. What's she doing now?
Home and Away.
Is that her?
Sam Frost.
Oh, and she's also doing great. She's going
also
great
on radio.
Is she really?
On radio.
Yeah, right. Doing some great things.
Wow, yes. Yeah.
All right, next up. Do you remember on the Next Top Model when they announced the wrong winner? Your face lit up there instantly.
Because I know they've done that on like a Miss Universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But did it happen on Australia's Next Top Model?
I'm going to say false.
True.
Oh,
it actually happened, yes.
Oh.
Don't ask me any follow-up questions, but it did happen.
Who was the winner on that year?
I don't know, and I don't think anyone ever knows. final one.
Yep.
The Bachelor... going through everything. Mm. And remember at the end of the show when he just didn't choose anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that happened, did it?
Honey Badger. True.
I didn't think you'd be across that. It's funny, it's funny going through this because I looked up embarrassing things on reality TV.
Yeah.
The Bachelor comes up a lot.
Anything about The Block?
Here's one. Did this happen? They put on two idiots from Geelong that never did anything right.
True.
And he loved this, and we always love it. We always, even off air, we talk about these things and say, hey, just say this, just say that. As first home buyers, we both took different paths. Mm. I built and you bought.
Yes.
So my house is nice, and your house needs a bit of work.
Oh, no, it does need work, yes.
You've got the worst house in the best street.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. Is that a compliment?
Well, it will be. It will be great. It's a great spot. You've got a great view. You're starting to chip away.
Yeah.
But what I'm excited about to hear your renovation stories, because you hear about this all the time, but there was a young couple in the US after buying their first home in Oklahoma, thought to themselves, look, we're going to do a bit of renovating. We've got a small toilet, like as a bit of a project. Yep. Let's just knock it down.
Love it.
And as they did that, they're starting to knock the walls down to redo it all. And it turns out after knocking a wall down, there was a full bathroom in there.
What? So they'd covered up a bathroom?
They covered up because it was like toilet, shower, and maybe like a little basin.
Yeah.
Just to get your business done. And they turned it into just a toilet, just a powder room.
Yeah.
So now in pulling the wall down, they now have access to a full bathroom. So instead of having, you know, 1.5 baths, you've got 2 bathrooms. It's an instant money spinner.
Now, yeah, okay, you're making it sound super glamorous. I'm looking at the photos. It's very dated, the bathroom.
Yeah, look, it is dated, but space.
There are no taps on where the shower should be.
But they're just doing a bit of renovating.
There's old razors sitting where the soap should be.
You've got to have a vision. You've got to have a vision.
They've gained more space. They've
got an extra bathroom.
They haven't got an extra bathroom. Their bathroom is now bigger.
It's a small fix. They wanted to renovate anyway. Now they're going to start with an affordable way to renovate it. They've got an extra bathroom. These kids are going to make a meal.
I can top it.
Well, what have you found?
You know, I've been doing a little bit of renovation.
A bit of DIY.
Been doing the deck. So I've been doing a little bit of digging.
Paying your labourers in snacks.
Got to do it.
Good on you.
And the other day, whilst digging, stumbled across...
What'd you find?
An old beer can.
Ouch.
Now, took some photos.
Yeah. Send it off.
It is a Carlton can from the 80s.
I hope you're not being genuine.
Swear I'm alive. Still intact.
No, I mean, I know you found it.
Yeah.
But you don't genuinely think it's worth anything.
Wow.
Actually, no, it is worth a bit of money. Take it to SA. $0.05 on the cash back.
Mate, I'm not really into the whole museum type setup and galleries. And when Lou and I went to New York, people were like, oh, did you go to the Met Gala? Oh, no, it's not the Met Gala. It's some museum over there. I was like, nah, it's not my jam.
Yeah.
I don't really...
Don't love it.
Yeah.
You just don't get it. You don't know what you're looking at.
You're not really into museums, though, are you?
Nah, I'm not. Like, I think it's nice to go.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's nice to be there, have a look around. There's some great artworks out there. But unless you know exactly what you're looking for.
I'd much rather be doing something else. But I can appreciate good architecture. Now, when you look
and
at...
And I appreciate the way you said appreciate.
Did you like that?
Yeah, say it again.
No, I'm not going to do it. But you look at the Empire State Building. Now, that is...
Oh, architecture.
Architecture.
They should call it art. Architecture.
Nah,
that's hard to say. Sometimes yeah. I that.
No, I'm not going to do it.
What? Why?
Try and make me. I don't know.
This is tough radio if you're not going to just play along.
Architecture. Architecture. But no, obviously, Empire State Building.
Yeah.
That is built above the subway line.
Yeah, how dangerous.
How do you do that?
And how much do you know to leave of the ground?
That's the scary thing, mate.
Because that...
That's the architecture.
Let's not even put it into the universe. Don't even say it.
How about, you know, the Eiffel Tower?
Oh, what about...
Bonjour.
How's that leaning?
Oh, the old Leaning Tower of Pisa.
How's it leaning?
Being there, they've got a limit of how many people can climb it at once because they don't want
it
to...
No, you can't climb it anymore.
Can you not climb it anymore?
No, you cannot go up it anymore. They closed it ages ago.
Did they really?
Yeah, because it was leaning too much. It's going to fall over one day and people are going to be like, oh, no. Guys, it was leaning. Like it was going to fall over.
Oh, I should have climbed it when I was there.
Put some structures in place.
A new architecture that's turning heads over in London. They're preparing to open the world's largest freestanding acrylic pool structure.
Oh, like that.
Now, the transparent bottom pool is suspended 115 feet above the ground.
Wow.
Have a look at the photo because I feel like you don't know what I'm saying.
What do you mean, 115 feet above ground?
So it is from building to building across. It's like a walkway. Think of the walkway that we have in Westfield walking across to Big W.
But it's a clear pool.
It is amazing. It's 82
Unreal.
Feet long.
Love that.
And stretches from one building to another.
Yeah, love it. I'm all in.
The pool is 10 feet deep and contains 400...
10 feet deep.
Is that? That's actually not that deep, is it?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, 6 foot. When you think 6 foot, it's 2 meters. That's,
okay, 10 subways.
Yeah.
That's
how long.
I think,
10 it's
feet.
Long, yeah. And it contains nearly
massive.
415 ton of water.
Sky pool.
Now, that is scary.
Surely people aren't allowed to swim in it.
People swim in it.
I can see the guy in the photo, yeah. Or the girl, whoever it is.
But don't you think that is weird? Because people will just be standing below... watching people swimming.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you.
Although the other way around, you can look down at people while you're swimming.
Imagine diving into the pool. You'd feel like you're
diving
doing a
into
bungee
the
jump.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
It's scary. But what more so freaks me out is, do you ever do like the old phantom wee in the pool or in the ocean? You do, don't you? Do you?
Of course.
It would be weird looking up and feeling
just
like someone's weighing on you.
Going green.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Before we get out of here, we must do this one.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, my thought of...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you want to go? Have you got one?
I was going to say, Benny, what's your thought of the
week? Oh, okay, good call. And you're going to put me under the bus. But luckily, I've got one.
I was.
You know the old saying, you are what you eat? Well, my thought of the week comes from that point exactly. Because wouldn't it be nice?
You look like a pizza.
But you look like a circle. Nice and round.
Oh.
There you go.
I've been eating lots of salad rolls.
Really? No, it'd be cool if, like, you know, and I eat meat. I'm not shying away from that. If you don't, then whatever. I actually don't care. Like, that's your choice. But wouldn't it be cool if, like, the particular animals that you ate, you picked up their habits? So, like, if you're a cheetah, you just get quicker the more you eat. And, like, if you're a kangaroo, then you jump higher.
Yeah.
And you are what you eat.
So, when you drink milk, you grow teeth, do you?
I haven't thought too deeply into it.
Anyway, I actually kind of like that. Make sure you like and subscribe. We drop new episodes every Monday at 9 a.m. We are coming up to the big hundo, so we may or may not have something in store for us.
We won't promise anything, but we won't not promise anything.
See ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.